So.
I guess so, yeah. Tov, good evening, everyone. Thank all of you for coming. Shinit Chet, Simanim, Seifim Hei Adchet. There is a lot to speak, and we'll see how much we can. This year is not going to be so packed with seven topics. This year, hopefully, three main topics. Although there is some topics that I might speak in a different shiurim that related to this seif, all of these seifim are mixed, so there is like a little bit of this here, a little bit of here, so we'll speak about these three topics, Bezot Hashem. First of all, we have the big machloket here about if yesh bishul achar tzliya, bishul achar afiyah, the machloket rishonim. We're going to try to see what is the Gemara and what is the Shulchan Aruch hold lemaise. A little bit about klale psika, and then the second topic going to be kli sheni. If kli sheni is always not mevashel or the exceptions, and specifically the exception that I'm going to speak about is if the water are boiling in kli sheni, does it change the status? The third part, Bezot Hashem, going to be just making like a little bit organized. This Seifim Vav Zayin Chet, there's a lot of confusion and like comparing them to Resh Nun Gimel and Resh Nun Chet. Hopefully we're going to organize them a little bit. It's going to be a little bit of repetition on Resh Nun Gimel, Resh Nun Chet, but it's hard, so we need that. So let's start with the big machloket of the Yireim and Ravya. We have two main sugyas in the Gemara, in Pesachim and Memalef, and Brachot Lamedchet Amud Bet. The Gemara in Pesachim and Memalef and Brachot brings the machloket Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir about Rakik HaSharui. If you can be Yotze Pesach with matzah that was basically cooked after it was baked. So Rabbi Yossi hold that you're not yoytze b'mevushal. Rabbi Meir says you're going to be yoytze even if it's mevushal. So the Gemara in Pesachim tried to say that the Mishnah that says, the Braita that says that if you roast the Pesach and then cook it, you're over the Isur of Bashel Mevushal. The Gemara asks, why would you be over the Isur of Bashel Mevushal? Lechora, it was roasted, so it should be fine. So the Gemara tried to say that it goes like Rabbi Yossi, that the Bishul has meaning even after the Tzliya, like we see by Afia, that you cook the, you bake the matzah and then you cook it, so it's changed the status, and you're not Yoitze. So too by Korban Pesach, cooking it after Tzli, gonna have meaning, gonna create change, and it's Asur. So we hold Lemaise like Rabbi Yossi. So say the Yereim, Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, if we hold like Rabbi Yossi, Lahalacha, so we should be cautious that cooking after roasting or baking, it's a new creation, it's a new Melacha. And we should be choishesh on Shabbat if you take bread and you put it in a kli rishon, it should be aser. Although it's mevushal, it's baked, but yesh bishul achar afiyah. And he's also machmir even bekli sheni. We're going to see a little bit of that. And that's kaleha bishul. That's another concept that we see in Yireim, that we should be choishesh to many items if we're not sure that maybe they are qualified to be considered kaleh bishul, and even kli sheni is mevashel. So although kli sheni normally we hold that it's not mevashel, but kaleh bishul, like kuliasa ispanin, and we saw that last time also, there are exceptions, so we should be choishesh for that also. So it's like a double chumrah. First one that yesh bishul achar afiyah, and the second one that kli sheni is mevashel bekaleh bishul. So now that braita of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir brought down in Brachot Lamedchet also, the machloket about shalakot, like if you have vegetables that you cook them, does the cooking change the bracha? So the Gemara is trying to betoil the machloket, that according to Rabbi Yossi, that the bishul for something that you can eat raw and you change, lichora, it should change the bracha, and it's going to be talu in that machloket. And then the Gemara, docha, the Gemara said, no, it's not true. Even Rabbi Yossi that says that the matzah changed the status of the bishul, it's because by matzah we have a special din of ta'am matzah. We need ta'am matzah, we need a special ta'am of baking, and then the cooking going to destroy that, and it's not going to be ta'am matzah. But for the purpose of bracha, of borei pri adama, it's still a carrot. So I can eat it raw, I can eat it cooked, but it's still a carrot. So the flavor changed a little bit, but it's still a carrot, and I can still say borei pri adama. So for the purpose of bracha, even if the bishul going to create a new flavor, it doesn't necessarily going to make a change for dinei brachot, even though it makes the change for the dinim of matzah. So the Bet Yosef bring the Reb Elazar Mimitz, he bring the source from Psachim and Brachot, that we hold like Rabbi Yossi. And then he brings the Chumrah that even Kli Sheni is Asur. And the Bet Yosef said that although the two was asking why would the Rabbi Elazar Mimitz Machmir and Kli Sheni, Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, so he said that Rabbi Elazar Mimitz himself says that it's just Betorat Chumrah because of Kalei Abishu, like we just mentioned. The main question of the Ravya on the Reb Elazar Mimitz is that the Gemara itself in Brachot, when the Gemara is Docha, the Chiluk between Dinei Brachot and Dinei Matzah, could be useful for us also, that by Matzah you need a special flavor. So it's true that for Matzah, Rabbi Yossi is going to say that you're not Yotze. If you cook the Matzah after you baked it, it destroyed the flavor, so you're not going to be Yotze. But who said that for the definition of cooking in Shabbat, it's in that higher level of cooking? Maybe for Shabbat it's also not, it's meaningless. That's the question of the Mordechai in the name of Ravia on the Yireim. The Bet Yosef brings also the Tosfot in Psachim Emalef Mashma that not everything changed the flavor, so he's bringing it like another Si'ata. And the Bet Yosef praised the question of the Ravia, and he seems to hold like the Ravia. He seems like Ravia is right, and he seems to like Ravia, that en bishul achrei Ravia. And the Bet Yosef at the end says like another support to the opinion of Ravia. He said, I can give you another chizuk, that we have another reason to be mechalek between the machloket of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. The chiluk that the Gemara is doing in Psachim, the Gemara in Psachim, when the Gemara is trying to connect the din of Bishul Achret Tzliya by Pesach to din of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, then the Gemara said, even Rabbi Meir that says that en Bishul Achre Afiyah can be moide by Pesach, that you're going to be over Mishum Bashel Mevushal, because it says Bashel Mevushal. Bashel Mevushal is Ribui. So we can't compare Bishul of Pesach because we have extra Ribui, even according to Rabbi Meir. So the Bet Yosef said, I can draw from here another Chiluk between Machloket Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi to other cases. So maybe it's only for Matzah that it has a special Dion, but for the purpose of Bishul in Shabbat, maybe it doesn't have a Shem new Bishul. Now, Lemaise, when you read the Shulchan Aruch, it's not so clear what the Shulchan Aruch holds Lemaise. And that's a fundamental thing that we need to think about, and we should know. And we're fortunate to have two Klalei Psika in Resh Nun Gimel and in Shin Yud Chet, two of the major Klalei Psika that the Achronim discuss here. I'm going to read the Shulchan Aruch. It's a page number 2 on the bottom. Yesh mi she'omer, dedavar she'ne'efa o nitzla, im bishlo achar kach b'mashke, yesh bo mishum bishul. Ba'asur liten pat, afilu b'kli sheni she'ad soledet bo. This is the opinion of Reb Elazar Mimitz. V'yesh matirim. So we have yesh v'yesh. If you remember in the beginning of Resh Nun Gimel, we had Stam v'yesh. And we discussed that when you have Stam and Yesh, many poskim hold that the Stam is the main opinion. And the Yesh Omrim is just Tafel. It's like Some people say that if maybe you should be machmir lechatchila, but the main opinion is the first one. Some poskim hold that it's completely the halacha, and we shouldn't care about the ashrumim. It's just like lekavod. He just write it that people know that there is an opinion, and we don't paskin like this. But in our case, it seems like shakul lichora, yesh veyesh. So what do you do in this case? And the Rema also keeps it more complicated because the Lashon of the Rema, we're going to discuss the Rema soon, the Rema also keeps it a little bit of like a Chumra. We're going to see the Rema soon. But regarding to the Shulchan Aruch first, what do we do in a case like that? When you have Yesh Veyesh, what is the main opinion? So the Knesset HaGdola, Rabbi Chaim ben Benishti, writes on our Siman, that's the place that he discuss about the rule for all of the Shulchan Aruch, and he says that whenever the Shulchan Aruch writes Yesh V'Yesh, Halacha Ki Yesh Batra. The second opinion is the main opinion. If you read the Bet Yosef, it sounds like that, because you see that the Bet Yosef liked the Ravia a lot, and when you read the Bet Yosef, it sounds like it. I brought it here on the side, if you want to read it inside, that's the Knesset HaGdola. And the Yad Malachi was one of the Achronim that collected all the Klele Psika, and he bring that Knesset HaGdola in our Siman, like one of the main sources for this rule. Eliyah Rabba also, Ginat Vradim. So, of course, there are a couple of exceptions that are not so clear. Because in some places the Shulchan Aruch said Yesh Omrim V'Yesh Omrim, and then he writes V'Svara Bat Raikar. So why do you need to write V'Svara Bat Raikar if you have a rule? So he deal with that. But Lemaise, many Sfardi Achroinim paskin in Lahalacha that Sfardim can follow the second Shita Lechatchila, the Shita of Ravia, and the Yalkut Yosef, that's how he paskin Lahalacha for Sfardim. That Sfarim should not be choshesh to the Shita of Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. He based that on Matei Yehuda, Ginat Vradim that we mentioned, and the Knesset HaGdola. So big Sfardi poskim, and that's the way that the many Sfardi poskim hold the halacha.
That should be mutter even in a Kli Rishon.
Yes. It's considered like fully cooked, basically. And a big nafkamin also for coffee, if you have grounded coffee, and it's basically roasted. Now you can pour directly hot water from the urn if you have like Turkish coffee because it's roasted. Although I have to say that some poskim say that since it was roasted when it was full and now you ground it, it's like panim chadashot, so you should be machmir. But again, Lemay said that many Sfardim rely on that and with grounded coffee. I'm not talking about instant coffee. Instant coffee is a different story. It might be mutar even for Ashkenazim. We're going to speak that Bezrat Hashem next year. It's Magen Avraham. It's a different story. But I'm talking about roasted and grounded real coffee, not instant. Instant is a process of it was cooked already, dried, and it's a different process. If we hold this way, it sounds a little. If you read the Biur Halacha Lekaman, it seems like the Biur Halacha did not understand this way in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Biur Halacha at the end of our Siman, in Seif Tetvav, there the Shulchan Aruch says that you can put like something that was cooked next to the Medura. So if it was cooked and you put it next to the Medura, by definition, you're roasting after cooking. And the Biur Halacha Bader, how could you pass in here it's mutra? You just pass in it, it's a sofek, it's a machloket rishonim. So obviously the Biur Halacha did not understand like this for the poskin, in the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Samachonim are metarets that when it's like cooked and it's in a pot, it's slikedar, it still have a shem bishul, it doesn't change the. But it's from the question of the Biur Halacha, you see that he understood unlike this for the poskin, even in the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And there is a terutz, even if you understand this way. But I'm not going to speak about that too much. Now let's continue to the opinion of the Rema. What is the Rema hold the Maise? The Rema, it's page number 4. The Rema, the Lashon of the Rema, Aga, Beklisheni. he finishing the sentence of the Yesh Mekelim, the Shita of Ravia, that Mekel, he's Mekel Bekli Sheni, Yesh Mekelim Afilu Bekli Rishon. ונהגו להיזהר לכתחילה שלא ליתן פת אפילו בכלי שני כל זמן שהיה צוללת בו. So it seems like the Rama finished the conclusion of this siman. נהגו להיזהר לכתחילה שלא ליתן אפילו בכלי שני כל זמן שהיה צוללת בו. So what is the נהגו means? נהגו means that we לכתחילה נוהג for to be מחמיר on כלי שני, but we hold להלכה that it's אסור. So Kli Rishon is Asur Legamre, we mamash consider that to be Asur Midoraita, or we're Mesupak. So when you read the Mishnah Brura...
When it says Benohagu?
Yeah.
So I thought Benohagu means just Zahanhaga.
But what does he hold Lemaise?
Yeah, what's the word Benohagu means? We're going to be...
Right. So we hold lemaisa that it's. I don't know what is it's a minhag to be machmir.
Right.
But what is what's
it?
So what's not a problem? The klisheni part or the machloket itself for bishul acharafia? That's the main. So if you read the Mishnah Berurah, so I could heal the Mishnah Berurah. So he explained first of all the minhag. And he says that according to the minhag, we should be careful even should be Kli Rishon and Bitzalim, don't cut Bitzalim into. And he calls also the Chumrah of Davar Gush. I just briefly going to mention that. Davar Gush, when it's in Kli Rishon, you have a piece of meat in Kli Rishon. Some poskim hold that even when you move it to Kli Sheni, since it's a Gush, it's a piece of meat. It doesn't have walls. It doesn't. It's not liquid that gets cold from the walls. So, at potato, when you move it, it still have the definition of Kli Rishon. So that's a chumrah that we should be choishes lechatchila according to the Mishnah Berurah. Although not everyone agree with that, but lechatchila we should be machmir for that also. And since the gush in
cold schnitzel, you take a big fat hot potato out of the chowin, and you put it on the schnitzel in order to warm the schnitzel. That would be a problem.
The schnitzel is dry and it's mevushal.
Dry will be okay.
If you put it on,
in your challah,
it's fried or roasted. Challah would be the problem.
So fried, it's the poskim deep fry. They consider like bishul. That's why croutons that are deep fry, they said it's considered mevushal, and then you can put it in the soup. But if it's just roasted like or baked, then you have a problem in Kli Sheni. Okay, so he mentioned the Chumrah of Gush. And again, it's a Chumrah. He said it Betorat Chumrah. So it's not like if you see somebody who put pepper on Davar Gush, he's not a Goy. And so that's the one Chumrah that he said. But for what we ask, in Sif Katan Memvav, when the Mishnah Berurah explained lechatchila ve'bidiavad afilu bekli rishon en le'esor yesh lismoch hayash mekelim, so the Mishnah Berurah already tried to solve the problem. He says bidiavad you can be mekel even bekli rishon en le'esor. I mean, we're not going to consider that ma'ase Shabbos. We're not going to be choshes. Maybe it's asur, although according to the Yireim it's lichora chashash bishul deoraita. But he said bidiavad afilu bekli rishon en le'esor, because it seems like the main opinion should be like Ravia. The main Ikar Halacha is like Ravia. We should be Machmir Lechatchila to the Yireim, but not Bedieved. And the Chumra is Afilu Bekli Sheni, but Kli Shlishi, the Prima Gadim says it's fine. Okay. We're going to discuss Bezad Hashem if Kli Shlishi is a real definition or not, but not today. Kozman, Seif Katan Memchet, Kozman Shead Soledet Bo. That brings us to the next topic. The Chumrah of Kli Sheni is Kozman Shead Soledet Bo. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings here like a couple of words that change our whole life. Ayan b'chaye adam shekatav deicha shead nichvet bo lekul alma mevashel afilu bekli sheni. So the chaye adam tells us something that if you read all the Gemara in Shabbat, no mention. You read the Bet Yosef, there is no We usually see in the poskim, you have below yad soledet, above yad soledet. That's the definition in halacha. It's your kli sheni, kli rishon, yad soledet is mevashel, and yad soledet is not mevashel. Kli sheni, even if the yad soledet is not mevashel, lichora. But the chayadam come and said, you know, kli sheni, if it's yad soledet, it's not mevashel, it's true, it's meforash. But if it's yad nichvet, it doesn't count kli sheni anymore. Where do you get that from? So that's the next topic. So the Chumrah of the Chaye Adam is not his Chumrah. He based in Chumrah on the Rambam and Yerushalmi. We're going to see all of that soon. Now, that's the topic now. But before we're going to get to the Rambam, let's start with Kli Sheni. What is the source for Kli Sheni? Why Kli Sheni is not Mevashel? Tfanot Karot. Right. Very good. So Tosfot in Shabbat in Daf Mem Amud Bet. Shema mine kli sheni no mevashel, the Gemara says that. And I'm reading Tosfot in page number 5. Shema mine kli sheni no mevashel. Teima, ma ishna kli sheni mikli rishon? What's the difference? Kli sheni, kli rishon. Dei yad soledet, afilu kli sheni nami. Vei an yad soledet, afilu kli rishon nami no mevashel. What makes the difference? Meaning, if you ask me, yad soledet, I don't care if it's kli rishon or kli sheni. It should be mevashel because yad soledet. Where did Chazal get that definition? ויש לומר לפי שכלי ראשון מתוך שעמד על האור דופנותיו חמין ומחזיק חומו זמן מרובה ולכך נתנו בשיעור דכל זמן שהיד סולדת בו אסור אבל כלי שני אף על גב דיד סולדת בו מותר שאין דופנותיו חמין והולך ומתקרר. So if you read this Tosfot like כפשוטו, it sounds like כלי ראשון sits on the fire for a long time, so the walls are very hot and it retained the heat for a long time. So the shiur of time of cooking in Kli Rishon was Yad Soledet. It's just like a siman, that it's a combination. You have the walls that are so hot and the water are hot, so it's probably going to retain the heat for a long time and has the ability to cook. But Kli Sheni, even though now when you put your finger in, it's going to be very hot, but it's probably not going to last for a long time and it doesn't have the ability to cook. That's Kli Sheni no mevashel, even if Yad Soledet. That's what Tosfot says. So we need to... when
it's scientifically accurate?
It's for sure going to... if you have the same temperature in both, for sure the Kli Rishon is going to last for a long time, longer time. That's for sure. The question is, if you have 90... excuse me that I'm talking with Celsius. If you have 90 and 65 in Kli Rishon, it's not so clear that it's going to... that's gonna be different, but still, and there is more to say. Keep your question in mind. We're gonna see that it's.
Why do we seem to have lost the Geder Bishul that we talked about much earlier on about getting into Machal Ben Drusai and it's not we've sort of like abandoned that whole concept. Why don't we say it doesn't. It doesn't matter how long the water is going to last. If it's capable of bringing the food from raw to over...
I think you're right, because we see that by Kalei HaBishul. You see that Kalei HaBishul are mitbashel b'kli sheni. So it's basically saying what you're saying. Since Kalei HaBishul are easy to cook, they can reach the level of Machal Ben Drusai and their level even in kli sheni. So we see that. It's just a different name. But Kalei HaBishul is basically what you're saying. Kalei HaBishul can be mitbashel in a lower level heat. In a,
even if the heat dissipates faster.
Right. But it's true, Lemaisa. What you're saying is true. Now, when we read this Tosfot...
When does the Metzik Mevashel aspect...
That's the Tosfot. Tosfot
when
says...
When does that go into play? As long as it's Yad Soledet, that's what... That's considered still Mechzik Mevashel.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
According to the first Tegos in Tosfot, the Mechzik Mevashel story is because people see steam coming out. It looks bad, but it's not really Bishul halachically. Now we're talking in the Deoraita level, but the Rabbanon level, according to the first Tegos in Tosfot we just saw last week, there is Mechzik Mevashel, although it's not really Mevashel. Now, when we read this Tosfot, I think three main chakirot that we should ask ourselves, and each one of them is basically machloket in the achronim. Let's say I have a cup of water. I made coffee just now. I finished it. I want to make another cup of coffee. So now the walls of this cup are hot. when I'm going to make another cup of coffee, is that cup of coffee going to still be considered klisheni because the walls are hot? Because the definition of Tosfot, the walls are cold, the walls are hot. So if I have warm walls, would that change the definition?
I think I heard the Rosh Salvatore years ago said if you heat up the bowls, the caterers used to heat up the bowls, so when they put out soup, so that it would still have the status of Kli Rishon, even if they put into a bowl.
If they heat
the bowl, heat up the bowl separately,
then it still be klisheni.
It would be considered Kli Rishon.
So then he you would push it one of the zdadim.
But I think I saw in the footnotes here that it depends on if it's heated by the fire or
exactly.
The
that's what I wanted to say. But the second hakira is. What is Yad Zoledet, the Tosfot says? Maybe if it's more than Yad Zoledet, like you ask, if it's a very, very hot boiling water that doesn't need the walls, maybe it is going to change. And that's basically the Chayadam, that if it's boiling, then we don't care about the Dfanot. And the third hakira is what if Kli Rishon, when the walls are hot and the water are not Yad Zoledet? Is the fact that the walls are hot and the water are not Yad Zoledet, would that can do something because the walls are hot? How far are we going with the walls? Are the walls are the main cause? Is it a combination of the hot water and the walls? Or it's... So what is going on here? So before we're going to speak about the Aleph and Bet, the first one and the second, the last Chakira, Kli Rishon, when it's not Yad Zoledet, the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Kafchet by us bring the Maharshal that says that we should be Machmir b'Kli Rishon she'en dafnotav, b'Kli Rishon she'dafnotav chamin, even if it's not Yad Zoledet. But it sounds like it's a chumra midrabanan. It looks like mevashe because Kli Rishon has the ability to cook, so don't put in it, even though it's not Yad Zoledet and it can really cook, but it looks like mevashe. So that's not going to be at the deoraita level. So put this chakira on the side of it. Maharshal said you shouldn't. Some poskim say it's mutar lechatchila to put stuff in the Kli Rishon that it's not Yad Zoledet because we care more about the Yad Zoledet. We don't care about the Dfanot Chamin, but the Maharshal said you should be Machmir. But even the Maharshal that says that we should be Machmir, it's only Betorat Chumra. It's not by definition Bishul. So put this on the side. Now, the Chakira, the first Chakira, you already mentioned the Chilukim, but I'm going to explain it a little bit more. There is a Safek, Tosfot in Abu Dazara and Aflamet Gimel, Armesupak. What about ladle? Ladle is the right matzeket. When you pour from a Kli Rishon and you take a ladle and you pour, you move the water. So the ladle, the first time maybe the walls were cold, but the second time it's already hot. So lichora, that's the machloket that we just mentioned. The walls are hot now, and I'm putting it in the Kli Rishon and I'm pouring it. Is the ladle Kli Sheni or Kli Rishon? So the Achronim and Yoreda are arguing, and if you want to see the sources, it says in Siman Tzadik Bet, the Taz, and you can look in the Taz there. But Lemaise, even the poskim who hold by ladle that the walls, when the walls are hot, it's considered Kli Rishon. That's true for a ladle because you dip it in the Kli Rishon, and the Kli Rishon is on the fire, so the heat from the fire makes the walls also part of the Kli Rishon. So it's like the ladle got heated by the fire underneath. So you can consider that to be like Kli Rishon also. But when you pour a cup of coffee, by definition, the water that came to this cup were through Irui. It wasn't Kli Rishon mamash. So you can't say that these walls are in the same level of Kli Rishon that was mamash in the Kli Rishon itself and got hot with the Kli Rishon itself. The Or Lezion say that Chiluk. I brought it in the side here, and some other achronim say the same swara. I saw it in some other achronim.
So if the soup is removed off the stove, if the soup is removed, so then the ladle is not.
So some mashma that it's din in the fire that was still on, and some mashma that the Kli Rishon itself has more ability to create Kli Rishon rather than Irui. Irui is less than Kli Rishon itself. So no matter how you explain the Chumrah, but to be makel with a cup that you just filled with hot water, it's Miman of Shach, it's good. It's interesting, the Or Letzion, at the end of what he said, he says that the Baginat Vradim is one of the Gdol Achrone Sfarad. He says that he is choishish even by cup of coffee, that it should be Aser. But Lemaise, many poskim are makel, so there is enough room to be makel.
Is it cool that when it comes to a ladle, if you hold it like clear Rishon?
Yeah.
If you're doing a clear Rishon, if you're going to use it and then you're going to put something that's baked into the bowl, right?
Yeah.
So we would treat the bowl as a clear shlishi. We would treat the ladle as a clear sheni, regardless, because we're not going to combine the chumot of afia achar, bibashach afia and.
You said we have like a suffix faker?
Yeah. I don't think I made that up.
Okay.
I don't know if that's one of them.
Okay, right. So I'm going to repeat what you said. We have a suffix faker.
I hope you say it more intelligently.
Rabbi Muchkin, suffix faker. It makes sense. When you discuss a bowl of soup, even if you... Some shittot are considered the ladle to be Kli Rishon, but it's a sofek. Maybe it's klisheni. And since we have the yireim that we just, ravia and yireim, the ravia said that it's mutter even to cook it with Kli Rishon, so you can combine the two shittot because you have a sofek sfeika. Makes sense.
It's a...
It makes sense. I will need to look for somebody who say that. It makes sense. I'm not saying that like Psak Halacha, but it makes a lot of sense.
You can make a distinction also how long the ladle was sitting in the pot. Right?
That's another thing. Even the poskim or machmir, they're mechalek between how long you put the... But again, I was talking when you did it a couple of times and the ladle is very hot now. Mamash boiling hot. I don't want to go into all the... It's a whole sugya by itself.
It wouldn't matter what ladle was made out of, like if you use a plastic ladle versus a metal ladle.
I hear. I mean, in silicon, it doesn't get so hot. I hear what you're saying, but I didn't see anyone that said that. But it makes sense. I don't know. Normally, we're discussing like metal, but I hear what you're saying. It's a svar. I mean, in silicon, doesn't get so hot. I see it, but we need to see somebody who say that. I agree with the svar. What? So, now let's go back now to the Chaye Adam that I just wanted. All of that was just like a hakdama for the Chaye Adam. The Chaye Adam bothered. How come that nobody mentioned the Rambam? I'm reading at the bottom of page number 5 at the left. Skipping like 3 lines of the beginning of the Chaye Adam. וצריך עיון גדול. Do you see the bottom? וצריך עיון גדול לכל הגאונים ראשונים ואחרונים שלא הביאו דברי הרמב״ם בפרק ג' מלכות מעשרות על החטת וב, שכתב בהדיה דקלי שני עם היד נכוות בו מבשל. So it's מפורש in the רמב״ם בפרק ג' מלכות מעשרות, וכן כתב בתור אור החיים סימן שנכוות בהדיה באמבטי שהוא כלי שני, כיוון שהוא חם הרבה מבשל. So we have 2 sources. The first source is the רמב״ם in הלכות מעשרות. And the second source is about Ambati. We're going to deal with that, Bezat Hashem, in the future. That Ambati gets the water from the place that the water are getting hot. So the Ambati is basically Kli Sheni, and we are not allowed to put anything in that Kli Sheni. So you see that Kli Sheni, that it's very hot, could cook. So we have 2 sources. And now he brings the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, that sounds like it also. This Yerushalmi is very difficult to understand. There are very There are a lot of discussion in the Achronim, what's the pshat, because the Yerushalmi has a different phrase. Instead of Yad Soledet, the Yerushalmi has Yad Sholetet. The Achronim debating what is Yad Sholetet mean. Yad Sholetet, you could touch, or Yad Sholetet, it makes everything more complicated, and the way that each one of them explained the Yerushalmi basically going to create the change of Yad, if there is a definition of Yad Rotachat by Klisheni, that only if the Yad Sholetet, then it's fine, but if it's Rotachat, it's not fine. I'm not going to go into the Yerushalmi. I'm just going to speak about the Rambam. If anyone needs to go to my Rav, please. The Rambam, I'm page number 6, the Rambam in Chot Maaser, Perek Gimel Halachat Etvav, page number 6 in the middle. השמן, מי שירד להוקעה, אף על פי שירד, נוטל מן העקל ומן הממל ובין הפסים, ונותן לקערה קטנה ולתמחול תוך התבשיל, אף על פי שוחם, בני שאינו מתבשל בכלי שני. ואם היה חם ביותר, כדי שיחווה היד, לא ייתן לתוכו, בני שהוא מתבשל. So just a little bit of introduction to this הלכה. We have the din of קביעות למעשר. In order to be מפריש תרומה ומעשרות, you need to do an action that it's like a קביעות. Like אכילת קבע. If you eat in אכילת הרי, you're not חייב במעשר. So in oil, the Rambam says, one of the way to make achila of oil to be kviut is if you cook it. If you cook the oil, you're gonna be chayav mishum. You're gonna be chayav to do masrot. Now, the Rambam says, if I ayacham beyoter kedai sheikaveh hayad, that it's gonna burn. That's gonna have the definition of bishul. So that's the source for the Chaya Adam, that Yad Nichvet is Mevashel. He was Medakdik, Shichveh Yad, Krishani is not Mevashel. So when the Rambam said Yichveh Yad, Al Kochach, that he's paskin like the Yerushalmi, the way that the Chaya Adam understood, that Yad Nichvet is above Yad Soledet. Since it's Yad Nichvet, so it is Mevashel, and it's going to be true for Dine Masrot and for Dine Shabbat also. But the problem is that the Rambam in Ilchot Shabbat, Perek of Bed al Achavav, he brings the din of Kli Sheni no Mevashel. He doesn't make any chilukim ben Yad Rotachat, Yad Rotachat, or Yad Soledet. He just said Kli Sheni no Mevashel. What's the pshat? So the Chazonish in Maasrot Siman Dalet Sif Yudchet writes that although it sounds that the Rambam is mechalek between Yad Soledet and not Yad Soledet, maybe we don't hold like this Yerushalmi. And then, even if we do hold like this Yerushalmi, it might be that there is a chiluk between Ma'asrot and between Shabbat. What is the chiluk? The din of Ma'asrot, you could have many ways to be kovea that has nothing to do with Shabbat. Shabbat kovaat le-Ma'asrot. If you eat achila b'Shabbat, it's kovea. In order to be kovea le-Ma'aser, you don't really need all the definition of dine bishul. You just need like that it makes the food better. If it makes it taste better, that's fine. It's going to be kviut for Dine Masrot, although it's not going to be kovea, it's not going to be considered bishul for Dine Shabbat. For Shabbat, we need a higher level of bishul. So the Rambam doesn't contradict. Kli Sheni for Dine Shabbat, never mevashel. And the Chaye Adam is not correct. Because Kli Sheni is not mevashel. And if it was mevashel for Shabbat, the Rambam should have read it in Chod Shabbat also. And the pshat in the Rambam is that for Dine Masrot, since Kli Sheni, when it's Yad Soledet, even Yad Rotachat, there is no chiluk, it makes the oil to taste better, so it's going to be enough to be machshiv the shemen, to be chayav b'masrot. Yad Yehuda, the Sefer Yad Yehuda in Yored Ha'ayin Siman Kufhei Baruch Sif Katan Yud, writes the same exact svara, that there is a chiluk ben dine masrot le dine Shabbat. Now, I will add a little bit of a chidush that I think it makes a lot of sense in the Rambam, that we mentioned in the first in Akdama and last week also, that there is a by Dine Shabbat it might be that the Isur is the Maise Bishul, the Isur of the Melacha of Bishul, the Maise Bishul. And we saw in the Prime Gadim that was Mechalek, that even something that was Mevushal Bachama, that you're not over Isur Bishul, but the food is considered cooked. And if you're going to reheat it, you're not going to be over Isur Bishul. Even though Midoraita, you didn't do Melacha by cooking it, but the food is considered cooked Midoraita. So you see that the Prima Gadim understood that the main melacha is the action, and the result might be cook midoraita. Chama is not the way to create cooking, but the food that was cooked with chama is cooked. Maybe the Rambam holds the same way, that for dinei bishul b'shabbat, kli sheni doesn't have the definition of melechet bishul. So the Rambam is a medukdak in the Rambam mamesh of Lev Afele. The Rambam says, by Ilchot Maaser, he said, mipnei shehu mitbashel. The oil get cooked, but it's not melechet bishul. So look in Chot Shabbat, he said, mipnei shehu mechameman arbeh. It's like, the Kli Rishon has the ability to be mechamem arbeh, so Kli Rishon is derech bishul. It's like mamesh, like maise bishul. Okay, that's just the hara. Now let's try to finish the end of the siman. Seifim vav zayin chet. I don't have a lot of time to speak, so I'm going to skip the beginning. I'm just going to go to page number 9. Seifim zayin vechet. Not going to speak about seifim vav. Yeah. Mitbashel is the nif'al, is the result. And mevashel is the action. Seifim zayin vechet. And Seif Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch bring the two opinions. יש מפרשים מהדשארי להניח כלי שיש בו דבר חם על גבי גדרה התמונה, אפילו כלי התחתון על האש שרי. יש מפרשים שאם כלי התחתון על האש, לעולם אסור. So, what is the מחלוקת? If you allowed to put כלי שיש בו דבר חם, why do you need דבר חם? Because we're talking about liquid, לכאורה. So, some people say that you could put liquid that is already hot al gabe kedera tmuna. Why? Because it's considered like somech la medura, right? There is no isur netina lechatchila. Well, let's go back to Rosh Nun Gimel. we're not allowed to do chazara unless it's garuf vekatum and you have all the tnei chazara. But if it's just somech la medura, then you don't need to keep dinei chazara. So, יש מפרשים דעת ושארי להניח כלי שיש בו דבר חם, אפילו כלי הראשון על האש. ויש מפרשים שאם כלי התחתון על האש, לעולם אסור, because it's considered מקום בישול, and you need to keep דיני חזרה. And then, the סעיף ח', להניח דבר קר שנתבשל כל צורכו על גבי מחם של האש. יש אומרים שדינו כנגד המנוחה, ויש אומרים שאין דינו כנגד המנוחה. So, it's the same, it's לכאורה, דבר קר שנתבשל, we're just discussing דבר יבש, right? And it's the same מחלוקת. If דבר יבש, if the mecham shal gabei ha'esh is like somech, so you can put like dry thing on it. So it's basically the same otah giveret b'shinui aderet, the same machloket, but here for lach, here for yavesh. Why? We don't know. But that's Magen Avraham has more problem with this. The Shulchan Aruch seems to hold V'rishon Nireh Ikar. At the end of Seif Chet, the Shulchan Aruch says V'rishon Nireh Ikar. That the first opinion that says Dino Kemenichok Keneged HaMedura is the opinion that we should be Machriya LaHalacha. That it's considered Somech. And what about liquid? The Halacha Zayin. Does that Hachra'ah, the Hachra'ah of the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Chet, does that apply for the Seif Zayin also? Or it's applied only for Davar Yavesh? So, before we answer that, we should remind ourselves the two Seifim in Resh Nun Gimel. We have Seif Gimel and Seif Hey. In Seif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch wrote in Resh Nun Gimel, Amashkim baboker v'ra she'ekdicha tavshilo. You wake up in the morning, you see that the chulant is getting dry. You're allowed to take the chulant out, put empty pan, and then put it back. But you need to keep dinei achzara. So putting on top of another kedeira, it's somech la medura, or it's dinei achzara? According to Seif Gimel, it's mashma that you need to keep dinei achzara. And Seif Hey, mutar latet al pi kederat chamin, pandish. So if it's dry, you can put it lechatchila, al pi kederat chamin. So the Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham is difficult here. The main difficulty in the Magen Avraham, look in page number 10 and see if at top of the page. V'rishon nireh ikar. The achra of the Shulchan Aruch, v'rishon nireh ikar, that the Shulchan Aruch paskin, that the first opinion is the main opinion. Kevan shehakdera mafseket, lo dami lekira, da'at hamakdera omedet al ha'esh mamash. So the reason the Shulchan Aruch is mekel, because there is a hefsek kedera, right? וצריך עיון, למה לא הכריע הרב בית יוסף בסעיף זין להתיר? Why wasn't he מקל in סעיף זין also? It's the same מחלוקת, he should be מקל also בסעיף זין. דהה הוא בעצמו לא כתב כן בסימן רש נון גימל, סעיף גימל. So the Achronim here bothered, what is רש נון גימל גימל? לכאורה he should say, he is מקשה that the Shulchan Aruch contradicts himself, that he was paskin to be מקל even by דבר לך, in Siman Resh Nun Gimel. He was mekel in what he said in Seif Zayin. Why wasn't he machria in Seif Zayin by Davar Lach? He was machria in Siman Resh Nun Gimel that it's considered somech la medura. So where in Siman Resh Nun Gimel he was machria that's considered somech? In what Seif? In Seif Hey. So he should have wrote Seif Hey. So some achroinim on the spot are megiha. They're doing agaha in the Magen Avraham. Atosefet Shabbat v'Avrim Magdim Egiu Seif Hei, because Seif Gimel Adraba, Seif Gimel Mashma that it has the name of Chazara. And then if this is the question of the Magen Avraham, he was machria by Seif Hei in Reshnun Gimel that it's Mutter. So why? And then the answer of the Magen Avraham. ויש לומר דווקא צלי מותר לתנו לכתחילה. ומגן אברהם is מכריע that the Shulchan Aruch basically made a compromise. He said, although the svaros of the machloket are the same, I want to be מכריע to be makel only by דבר יבש, but not for דבר לך. דבר לך, you shouldn't put it back unless you keep דיני החזרה. It's like a compromise. And basically another תירוץ for the stira that we had between סעיף גימל and סעיף ה' and רש נון גימל. Seif Gimel is Davar Lach, and Seif Hei is Davar Yavesh. We don't need the Terutzim of the Achronim there. And the Dagul Mirvava said that the question is from Seif Gimel. And the question is, Be'u lo katavken, meaning in Seif Gimel he was machria that it's considered achzara. It's not considered tzamech lamedura. It still should keep... But Lemay said that the answer is the same answer. The main nafkamina is that according to the view of the Dagul Mirvava, the fact that he was not makshe from Seif Hei is because Seif Hei can be good for everyone because the shita of Dagan in Siman Resh Nun Gimel that says that Pandish is out of everything because Pandish, by definition, nobody cooked on top. It's baked, so you could put it no matter what. Even if normally a pan on top of the fire is somech, it's not somech. Even if you're going to hold that it's considered kira regila and nidin achzara, pandish is good because the Ran says en derech bishul bekach. So even if you are machmir and you are the Shulchan Aruch want to be paskin that it's aser, but pandish you're going to be matir. So it was not makshe from seife, and I discussed that in Siman Resh Nun Gimel, that according to the Dagul Mirvava and other Achroinim, we can be Metzar of the Shita of the Ran. Because they hold that the Shulchan Aruch hold like the Ran, and the Mishnah, the Magen Avraham also understood like the Ran in Resh Nun Gimel. So that's just Teara. So Lemaise, the conclusion of the Magen Avraham, without all the Chaburai, with the Dagul Mirvava, the conclusion of the Magen Avraham here, Nechora, is to be Mechalek between Lach and Yavesh. But at the end of the Magen Avraham, he says that even if that was the Shulchan Aruch hold, the end of the Mikol Makom Esh Leakel, the Mashma Magid Mishnah, the Kivan Shehagdara Mafsekat Adif Mikdara. So although the Magen Avraham says that the opinion of Shulchan Aruch Mashma that he's Mechalek between Lach and Yavesh, Lemaise, I think you could be Mekel even for Davar Lach, if it's still hot, to do Netina Lechatchila. So the conclusion of the Magen Avraham is against the Shulchan Aruch. But the explanation of the Magen Avraham in the Shulchan Aruch is to be Mechalek between Lach and Yavesh.
Why should you be Mechalek by Davar Lach anyway? It's still hot.
Because you goizer, Shema itkarer, and then you have Bishulach or Bishul Belach. But you don't have that for Davar Yavesh, so you don't have a reason to be goizer. Yeah, but the main problem is that you goizer gzerot midatcha. It's the Shulchan Aruch making up gzera. That's not easy to say, but that's what the Magen Avraham says.
Isn't also there was an observable change when you cook a piece of chicken, looks different when you cook them to lach, particularly water, it looks the same.
I didn't understand.
I thought the reason to be mafnur when it comes to lach is either because you might make a mistake,
right?
But also that it's not observed. You can't see that. Let's say with something warm, you can't look at it and tell whether it's been cooked already.
That's the chashash by Somech Lamedura that you shouldn't put b'makom sheyachol lagi al yad soledet. But here it's yad soledet already. We're talking.